came back on Crew 8 on a SpaceX mission, the one that, after they landed in the Gulf of Mexico, the whole crew was taken to the hospital in Pensacola, Florida, right near where they landed. And it was, apparently they got evaluated, and three of the members left okay. And then the fourth one they kept overnight for a day or so. We still don't know who the fourth one was. That will be probably revealed on Friday. And, the four members were Barrett, so we'll find out if it was him, or Matthew Dominic, or Janine Epps, the woman that was up there. The fourth one was a Russian cosmonaut. He went back. Alexander Gerbikin, he's gone. So if it was him, we won't be able to ask him any questions, you know. But I don't know if it was seasickness from landing in the Gulf, sometimes the waves will do it. These people got back from almost nine months in space. Usually it's supposed to be 6 months, but they extended their flight. So who knows what happened? We hope to find out why this is such a secret. They said it had to do with patient, their privacy. But to me, it's very important, you know, especially if I'm an astronaut, sitting on the space station, when I come back, what could I expect? You know, they're going to have to release that information on Friday. We'll find out. Let me drop it. The other topics I was going to talk about was like Voyager 1. We could talk about that next week as well. Apparently they lost contact with that. And I found this an interesting story because, apparently Voyager 1 shut the X-band transmitter down to save power. Whatever went wrong, it does that type of thing. It'll shut things down. And then it went to a backup, went to the S-band. The S-band is usually used for local, when it leaves Earth and goes into Earth orbit. And sure enough, they received the signal from 185 AU, 185 times the distance from the Earth to the Sun, 165 AU. They received the signal from the S-band. S-band is not strong enough for them to get any kind of data or science data or the health of the spacecraft. They need the X-band for that. So they're working on that, trying to figure out what they could send up to the spacecraft to get the X-band back working. So Voyager 1 has its problems. It's been in the news many, many times, but having different problems. And this is just another one. Well, we shall see. Let me just see if Charlie's out there. He usually checks in. Let him know that we're still here. Anyway, this is WS1.
Yes, Paul. This is KEJU, and I'm listening.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah, I figured you might be out there. But, we're not going to stay in here. We tend to go to 11 o'clock in that time frame, and we just turn the repeater over in case anybody needs it. Although I don't like where it says all our circadian rhythm is all screwed up due to daylight saving time. Including mine. Roy, I'm going to turn it back to you. We'll do the rest of the space report next week. It can wait. I hope everybody went out and voted. I think it's very important. It should be an interesting Tuesday. Anyway, over to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N, for the Space Night Report.
indeed. This is AC2GS. Our rentals now are done. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone's participation tonight. I hope you learned a few things. I hope you enjoyed yourself a little bit, and that you, maybe you'll be able to come back next Sunday, 8 p.m., when we try and do this all over again. As Paul mentioned, please vote. You know, I mean, ultimately, vote for whoever you intend to vote for, but vote. Because if you don't vote and then you complain to everyone, it's not their fault. It's your fault. So, you know, be a responsible citizen. You know, people died for your ability to do this. So please take it on as a proper citizen. And we'll find ourselves out of the tunnel, the other side of the tunnel, next Sunday, and hopefully things won't cease to exist anywhere. So anyway, I'd like to remind people what Dick used to end his technical nets, K2RIW, to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And once again, good old Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open, but not open wide enough that your brain will fall out. Have a great week. Please vote. Stay safe. Be well. And we'll talk to you again next week. And as always, this is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Yes, guys, I voted too on the very first day.
I did the same, Charlie. Have a good night.
Yeah, maybe I'll listen tomorrow night, but definitely next week.
Very, very good. Okay. 73.
L repeater. W2VL repeater.